Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. We're continuing talking about fasting, and we're going to pivot a little bit today. We'll be in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 through 16 primarily. Fasting, when it's practiced with a sincere heart, is deeply connected to our own personal pursuit of holiness, right? And again, holiness is not merely like the absence of sin, right? But actively becoming more like God, who is perfectly pure and set apart. 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16, we're commanded, as he who called us is holy, we too are to be holy in our conduct, right? Fasting helps us in this journey by revealing areas where we are dependent on anything other than God. When we deny our natural appetites, right? There's something very basic and foundational about food. Nothing else really in this life is something that if we do not have this, we will actually die relatively quickly. Right? But there's something about denying our natural appetites. We become more acutely aware of our spiritual cravings and dependencies. It sharpens our spiritual senses, making us more attuned to the Holy Spirit's conviction regarding sin, guiding us towards righteous living. Right? This is deliberate self-denial, and it helps us cultivate self-control, a fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Right, which is essential for living a holy life. By intentionally choosing to abstain, we are exercising our spiritual muscles, strengthening our will to resist temptation, to choose God's way over our own. Fasting, therefore, isn't about earning holiness. It's about actively participating in the Holy Spirit's work of sanctification, allowing Him to transform us from the inside out to reflect God's character more fully. Remember, today we're taking some opportunity to fast over lunch. It's what you're invited to again. And as you do that, I want to just share a couple questions that might be helpful for you. What specific desires or comforts do you find yourself most reluctant to give up, even for a short period? And what might that reluctance reveal about your heart's true affections? In what ways has the practice of fasting or even the thought of it highlighted in your life where you feel a stronger pull towards worldly comforts than toward God Himself? How do you believe embracing self-denial through fasting can strengthen your resolve to pursue a more holy life in other areas? Finally, let me share with you this prayer as you fast today. Holy God, I long to be holy as you are holy. I confess that my desires often stray from yours, and I seek comfort and satisfaction in things that are not you. Through this practice of fasting today, begin to reveal any idols in my heart that hinder my pursuit of your holiness. Strengthen my spirit to deny myself and choose your way above my own. May the emptiness I feel from abstaining be filled with a greater hunger for your presence and your righteousness. Empower me by your spirit to live a life that reflects your purity and love to the world around me. Transform me, Lord, from glory to glory as I seek to honor you in all I think, say, and do. Amen. Thanks for tuning in to the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.